that about Trump. He was an average person telling it how it is.
About this, I'm obviously running in a particular party. I am running as a Republican, but that does not mean that I like blindly just go, oh, everything Republicans do are always right, and I will never criticize anything any other Republican ever says. That's absurd. Like,
do we really want to hear this?
He always has a crying teardrop.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy, see what you made her do? You made her walk out.
I don't want to hear
this. Grab his son's gun.
I have a question for Carolyn. Carolyn, hold on. I have a question for you.
Yeah. Don't run
it's
now.
Not political.
Don't run now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is Dougie's Political Hour. Jim is back. Carolyn is back. Are you going to stay for the whole show this time?
I don't know.
How patient we can be.
What does it depend on, Jim?
Insanity.
Well, I stay crazy. I prefer crazy.
Yeah. Well, like you say, we're all artistic in some way. Carolyn, do you believe that we're all artistic in some way?
Artistic.
I wouldn't use those terms.
Because that's what Jim
likes. It's a generic term.
We're all traumatized. We're all bent a little bit. We're some more than others. That's all I could say.
The mind travels in many directions. And it's you can't get a perfect brain. Not even that movie. What was that movie called? The Beautiful Mind or something like that?
Yeah.
The Beautiful Mind.
Mind is the movie about the movie? Princeton professor.
I think so. I didn't see. I heard it's pretty good.
He was a brilliant man. And
right.
He had schizophrenia.
He's probably autistic. Einstein was Asperger's syndrome.
He had visual hallucinations. Yeah. They call them
like
fears.
Democrats?
Here we go.
Well, I mean, they have delusions. You got to admit that.
Everybody's delusional once in a while.
Right.
Some more than others.
All right, so
the Republicans keep it quiet.
Yeah, they do.
So you said that you made a statement like not before we started that Trump is just like an average guy.
Yeah, what I mean by that is like he's
what
like
do you mean by that?
He's like you and I. We speak our mind. We know what's going on in this country.
Oh. He's open. He's
and he was the only one to step up and say how it is.
Yes.
No, I don't think I disagree on this one point. Some people can BS better than others. And he can really BS.
Well, he's done that throughout his whole career.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how we got through life.
Do you want a president like that? I mean, that person should be on a pedestal. Not that you want to put humans on a pedestal, but,
but they're not,
morally.
They're not perfect people.
Philosophically.
Well, what do you?
Of course, they're not perfect, but you want them at least to be able to speak intelligently to the truth, and not say,
that's basic.
I'm the greatest, and everybody's the greatest. And if they're not the greatest, they're a piece of poo-poo.
Well, no, he is a positive person. But he's not a crybaby. And look at Joey Teardrops. He does cry all the time. Nothing's beautiful about him.
No.
I see no beauty. When I see Joey Teardrops talk, he speaks from a very neutral to negative tone.
Yeah, he talks loud and then he lowers.
And he's very rude too, to his workers, his employees or whatever they are.
You mean he's a crotchety old man, like most?
Yeah, he's kind of nasty, and that's reported that they even know that. Even the Democrats admit to that.
They do.
He's a little impatient.
Yeah, he blows up at people.
Do you do that?
Not me.
No?
Only with you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sure. And Violet.
So let's get to the question Carolyn brought up off the air. 35 is too young to run for president. She thinks it should be 50.
It should
Jimmy,
be
Jimmy, where do you stand on
I would
that?
Say in the 40s. I would say in the 40s because you need experience. You need a background. You do need a... Now, if you're an unusual person at 35, Like, how old was Kennedy, John F. Kennedy?
36, I believe.
He was unusual. Unusual playboy.
Yeah, but I disagree with the word experience.
Well, he was in the military.
Because they said, oh, this is Hillary's time to be president. She has so much experience. She ran for senator.
Right.
She could have been VP. She was secretary of state. Now it's her time to be president. But her experience is bad experience. She didn't really do a good job in those offices she held.
No, not really. How do you know?
Well,
Benghazi?
Benghazi was one of the biggest failures.
Her policies that she wanted?
Her loss of files. Her file disappeared. Like, where did 30,000 files go?
Oh, so that's a topic I'd like to address about files and secrets and deleting.
Yeah, what's she doing?
There's another good book I read called Uncensored.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new book.
I saw that.
I should have the names of people, but they're not in front of me. You could look it up, Uncensored. It all talks about the secrecy of our government and how they really haven't unclassified anything since the 60s, maybe a little bit in the 70s. And the further on we go, the more they just classify everything. Secret, top secret, blah, blah, blah.
How about aliens?
So that no one knows what's going on, because in the past, maybe they classify something for 10 years or 20 years or whatever, like how to make an atom bomb and things like this that you would want classified. And then they would open them up and the intellectuals and the journalists would be able to view papers and report about what actually was going on in hindsight. And now they're just not everything censored. Nothing. In fact, they said that Trump said, everything I say is top secret. So that nothing was put out there as to what was going on. Nobody knows what's going on. So that's an area of contention.
Right. Well, a lot of people, it should be.
And
with a lot of people, it shouldn't be. You know, it's a give and take thing. There are people who can't handle reality.
Like Bill Biden.
They can't.
But whose reality, though? Depends on whose reality.
Well, if it's real reality, I'm talking about honest reality.
Honest reality.
Well, yes, people who are honest with what occurred at the time, you know, and then you got people who are sociopaths who will just tell stories and lie.
Well, that's one of the reasons to uncover government documents, so that you know honestly what was going on, and maybe you'd be able to say, "Hey, that person's nuts."
And we all know. We all know the government hides stuff from us.
Or not. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that's true.
Your own police department in town.
Again, if you're...
But that's not... There's a problem with that. And, you know, totalitarian issue is, don't...
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can understand not putting out how to build an atom bomb, you know, over the course of the history of last century. We can understand that, but
which is safer than a
where did the hydrogen. Money go from the World Trade Center?
Who knows?
Where did the gold go?
Yeah, where did
it was there?
Did we really go on the moon?
Yeah, were we on the moon or not?
I don't think so.
I don't know. They said you can't pass the sun; you'll burn up. So how the hell did they get to the moon?
Again, if you're just joining us, this is Dougie's Political Hour. The Doug Strava Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We got Jim. We got Carolyn. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we have much more to get to. We'll be right back. Dougie and the Boys is every Thursday at 3:15 p.m. We'll be right back. Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Harden. No, Jimmy's the idiot.
He assists a game. No matter how many games, 36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit. Now they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? No, 5-2.
Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on Dougie's Political Hour. We got Jim. We got Carolyn. So, Carolyn, a lot of people want to know, why did you walk off last time?
Well, it got to a point where nothing needed more to be said, and I didn't want to go into that conversation. Just talking about Hitler, I guess, was the...
Yeah, that was the topic of conversation.
Well, it wasn't the topic, but my friend Jim wants to excuse Hitler's actions.
And... No, I just want to make a point. It's very clear.
No, it's not that clear.
Hitler...
See, you brought this up, and now we have to talk about it again?
Well, I'm telling you that one thing is obvious is Hitler, Jim Jones, Charlie Manson, and Joe Biden never killed anyone.
And what's the answer to that?
They're all murderers.
That's why we have rules.
Without touching one person.
Yeah, so what? So you have a problem with that? There's laws called accessory to murder. The
United States is supposed to be a peaceful, loving person.
Well, their policies and pact is what did it.
Well, Trump was, but I know Biden isn't, and the Democrats aren't.
Their policies intact is what did it.
They always turn people's stomachs internationally, economically and militarily.
All right, so I'm gonna bring this up. Would you say it's better to have someone like Trump, where he brought peace within his strength, and how he basically told like Putin, if you do this, I'm going to do that, while Joe Biden lets people walk all over him?
Well, yeah, he stands up like a man instead of a little coward, as Bush. He's a coward.
Who? Trump?
George Bush. Joe Biden is, you know, he's a little like, he always looks like he's crying. Joey teardrops always. He was always his eyes like this.
Here we go again, Carolyn.
No, he makes ad hominem attacks all the time.
I tried to make peace.
So what? Did you ever look at yourself in the mirror?
He's always crying on the microphone.
Well, look at your,
you. Don't see.
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president. I'm just a stupid jerk off.
Doesn't matter.
There's a difference. Being a stupid jerk off and being the president. There's a difference. He's supposed to be refined. He's supposed to sell himself as a president.
Well, that's exactly what
he doesn't sell himself as a president.
He doesn't have to be. He's got 80 years of experience on the job. He probably knows more about what goes on in politics than anybody. That very well may be true. Maybe that's how he survived.
And he loves black people.
He doesn't have to be.
Well, Carolyn.
He's from Delaware.
Carolyn,
how do you, state of the union.
How do you think we could get peace in the world?
Yes. I love that question. I am so glad you asked. Castrate all the men and put tape over their mouth.
Oh, boy.
Maybe that's one way.
A political area.
I saw a YouTube on this guy was talking about that. He said men's brain. He was talking about the difference of men's brains and women's brains, and how women's brains are geared toward love and sharing and helping and the more positive points of life.
Well, some men are like that.
This is generic. Yes, some men are very like that, much more than women. But he goes, men brains are wild different. They're wild. They're wired for like anger and fighting and dominance. And so we our brain is so primitive compared to where we are in society, in the world, and the numbers that we have.
So would you say change will happen when you have a woman president?
It can't. It's not a one person. Well, unless Jesus comes back. It's not a gender issue.
It's not a one person.
An aptitude issue.
It's not a one person decision.
You could see the difference.
It's not a one, unless that person wants to say, you know, all weapons, creation of all weapons and fighting is now, you know, either you stop now or we'll zap you from one of our satellites. And everybody who is aggressive gets zapped. You know, is it Germany or Scandinavia? There's some European country where you can't talk badly about another person or you get arrested. It's like a defamation.
Yeah, that's a dictatorship.
Well, North Korea or China.
Negative
or...
things. And
well, yeah, there's a. Of course,
we blab our mouths all constantly. So peace on earth. That's really that's a change of heart.
So well, when do you think people
that's a change
will
of heart?
Mature?
Right, I want to finish my sentence. It's not only a change of heart from the powers that be, the economic powers, because you have to realize that the weapons industry makes a lot of money, and that's what the deal is. So unless we have a global change of heart about spending money on weapons, we're a long, long way off, I hate to say.
Then nothing changes.
Then nothing changes.
So do you think we should spend money in other countries? Like give billions of dollars to Ukraine and
Iran.
And
I think it's evident now that we all have to come together and help each other. But as far as
supplies, the
humanitarian aid.
Wars.
Yeah, humanitarian aid. Absolutely. Any other kind of aid? Yeah. I'm sorry. Let the rich businessmen deal with it. I don't want to pay for that. I'm sorry. They're
so
all crazy.
So now that we don't have a two-state situation going on over Israel.
I'm
trying to think of their names. Filipinos, I was going to say.
Palestinians.
Palestinians. And they say no more two-state. That's it. They had their two-state.
Who said that?
Many people.
But the ones who count?
Many people. No, many people speaking are saying that.
Well,
I listen to television. I listen to radio.
The last thing I read was that the UN said they wanted them to come to an agreement and UN brought the two-state system back up for negotiation. And
Hezbollah.
And the U.S., denied that solution and would not approve.
Have a solution.
Yeah,
and the UN
not,
is
not
base.
If you want to continue to have
the
arms
UN has
money
a purpose.
Being spent.
Not really. It's kind of like the World Health Organization.
It's just been a gang of people that just hunt loiterers.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the loiterers. UN? Have you ever participated in one of their summits or their convocations?
I've heard some on
Jimmy is more of a...
Have you ever read their documents? They got lots of documents there.
I don't want documents. I want solutions. Thank you.
Have you ever read any of their solutions?
Jimmy,
have you ever read the human...
experience
the Declaration of Human Rights that they have that they have printed? Yeah, you don't read. You could probably get a program to read it to you.
That's all
they have a Declaration of Human Rights. You should
you
could read it sometime.
Human rights in Ukraine. You can go there.
Jimmy is more of a COS guy.
Convention of State. Thank you. And everybody should be in.
So how do you get more people to the COS?
You get people who should be interested. My water disappeared.
Have you ever been to the UN, Doug?
No. Wait, that's
you should go.
That's in New York City, right?
One of them, yeah. Or
don't go.
$20 question. Where is the other UN headquarters?
Isn't there one in
Baltimore?
It's a first.
Isn't there one in Maryland?
A good question. I don't
UN?
Remember.
No, there's something in Maryland.
Bethesda?
I don't know what it is.
There's military.
National places. Institute of Health?
I'm not sure what it is, but they have flags outside the building, and it's multiple flags.
Okay. The flag of the UN?
I don't recall. I haven't been to Baltimore in years. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Dougie's Political Hour with Jimmy and Carolyn. Carolyn is still here, so we thank you for that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we have much more to get to. Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Jimmy's
idiot. He assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? No. 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
Going for the the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter. I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh, God, how do I stop this? So
I look at that water behind me, James.
Trump. He was an average person telling it how it is.
About this, I'm obviously running in a particular party. I am running as a Republican, but that does not mean that I like blindly just go, oh, everything Republicans do are always right, and I will never criticize anything any other Republican ever says. That's absurd. Like,
do we really want to hear this?
He always has a crying teardrop.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy, you see what you made her do? You made her walk out.
Lefties can't cope. He probably grabbed his son's gun.
I have a question for Carolyn. Carolyn, hold on. I have a question for you.
Yeah. Don't run
it's
now.
Not political.
Don't run now.
How can you talk this about something that you've never experienced?
So Carolyn and Jim were arguing off the air, which is great. We're back on.
We're dialoguing. We don't argue.
Dialoguing. Arguing. Same thing. So we're back on Dougie's Political Hour. We got Jim. We got Carolyn. Jim, you got anything for us?
Well, you know, between the monies, the attitudes, the philosophies, and the religions, and the hatred towards Israel, I have no idea why colleges, professors, and Democrats love the side of the SS, Nazis. They like that side to be able to punish the Jews, which, you know, I understand hatred towards somebody who's better than you are, and you can't do what they're able to do, and the enviness and the jealousy manifests in the mind, and you can hate that person, thing, or culture because they're successful and you're not. And that's around the world. So many countries that are not successful.
Well, you believe that public schools should be defunded, correct?
Yes. But the schools there are funded by Hamas and the Hezbollah to teach the young children in Palestine to hate Jews from a very baby age, you know, 5 years old.
Yeah, because this has been going on for decades.
Long time. So they grow up sick like that. They're sick. They don't have proper education. So you have a society like that of, I don't know,
The college system here teach you to hate police.
Yep.
Hate America.
Because they're smart. That's why they're smart people. And you know how smart people are. You know, they're just know-it-alls, and they just are supreme beings.
Carolyn, you have anything to respond?
About which
supreme being of the educated.
What Jimmy is saying.
About the educated.
About education. Well, there's a huge push to defund education. People don't want to pay for other people's kids being educated, like somebody paid for our education.
Yes,
which is ridiculous, because an ignorant population is very expensive and very radical.
But today we have an ignorant society.
Well, yeah,
we
do.
Do you think the kids today are smart? Do you really think they're smart?
Depends on what.
Come on, answer.
What's your definition of smart?
Well, very good. So why would
they know how to grow food? In my mind, if they know how to grow food, then they're smart. They know how to stitch up a broken leg, mate, then they're smart.
Kids only know how to get a new cell phone.
Everything is different these
days.
They
don't get a new bike. They don't get a new football.
But to defund education.
Don't get a new basketball or frisbee.
So I responded to something online that was about providing funding for religious
studies, UCB.
Education choice, I guess. Having a choice and have it funded.
Where do you guys stand on school choice?
This is fine when your majority of schools are Christian schools. But what happens when the majority of the country becomes Muslim, let's say, and they want Muslim schools funded, the same schools that you say are teaching people to kill each other, then what do you do? So that's a conundrum.
So you disagree with...
It depends on...
You disagree with Jim to defund public schools because public schools has all backgrounds from Christian, Jews, Muslim...
Have you ever lived in a country that doesn't have public schools?
No, I have.
Yes, I have.
What? Where?
When I went to Southern Mexico.
Southern Mexico. She lived there 5 years, I think.
When
you did?
I,
you did?
When I
since I lived anywhere.
When I went to substitute teach in the inner city, that's almost like having no school. At that time,
reality. Let's stick to reality.
You can't. One of the fundamental things of the human brain is its plasticity to learn, and when you're not learning, your plastic melts.
Terrible. People aren't learning.
Your brain melts.
They go to school and they're just there to be present.
And you want to defund more schools? That's the point. You can't defund schools. It will be a horrible situation. Do I think schools can change and be improved? Absolutely, without doubt. I cannot believe they're using the same methodology they've used for thousands of years and keeping kids locked up in the classroom all day long. Crazy.
Their curriculum is the same for 500 years. I'm reading
this book on the history of the Jesuits, and you fix your mic.
My mic.
And the history of the Jesuits and how they became like prolific. Can't say the word.
Prolific.
Throughout the world in such a short period of time, and once they settled on what they were going to do, what they did was establish schools and started teaching. But they were men who went to the University of Paris, which allegedly was one of the highest Western institutions for its time. So they were well-versed in all the arts and music and philosophy and besides religion and then whatever else, science. And
well,
astronomy. So
you have to look at the majority of family.
I just want to finish my sentence. And yeah, what came out of those institutes? We're talking about 1200s, 1300s, 1400s, 1500s. What happened after the 1400s, the dark, and the 1300s, the dark ages? What happened? Can anybody tell me?
They're still walking in bare feet.
The flourishing of the Renaissance happened. There were schools teaching, all of this. And some rich people, yes. And middle class people, merchants' children, yes. And the poor they were teaching. Were creating, when you go to Italy, you will see the creation of the architecture and the music and the painting.
Laborers, mainly laborers.
Yes, but they were
artisans and blocks and bricks and stones and paintings and sculptures.
It's called the Renaissance for a reason. So anyway, I think education is definitely needed, and I think it needs to be improved. It needs 180 change.
All right. The thing is, the fantasy's been completed.
Maybe he'll work.
The fantasy's been completed.
And now, what fantasy? Can't
stretch it. How far can you stretch a rubber band? A 3-inch diameter rubber band. Miles can you stretch that?
What fantasy?
The fantasy of the creation. Democrats would say, progressive. What's progressive?
Educating children is a fantasy? Though?
What's progressive?
We're talking about educating children.
Progressive is an inanimate thing. You can't touch it. You can't. There's nowhere you can get. It doesn't exist. Well, so the whole thing is through life.
What's the progressive?
We worked hard to get a toilet bowl going, even though they had aqueducts in Greece and Italy. But, you know, just to get a toilet bowl to function right, like fill and flush, you know, that's the period where we work to. Okay? The fantasy's completed. We even got a car. Ford built a car. Do you know that? He built a Model T.
Oh, she drives one, so I assume she knows.
Well, yeah, she drove.
Many people
tempo,
had engines and tempo. Cars and
5-speed shift tempo.
In fact, electric cars. There was a map put now, on.
Is that fantasy done? Oh no, we got Teslas now. What was a deeper fantasy? But it's the same thing. Four wheels and you get from A to B. The fantasy's completed. Okay?
I don't know paintings, about that.
Paintings are pretty much complete.
So what do you want to just, you know, let's...
Well, the thing is, how far can you stretch a rubber band?
The band has been stretched so far that they don't need human beings on the planet anymore. They have created AI. They have created robots.
And
as soon as they find one to wipe the poop out of your ass when you're old,
it's a stale life.
Then we'll be gone.
It's a stale life of
and that will be very sad.
Yeah, it's a very boring, wealthy life.
Yes, it will be very boring. I've lived a wealthy life, kind of, sort of.
It's a boring, even the poor lived in a wealthy life. As I say,
very boring.
If you don't owe the banks anything, or your friends or your family anything, you are wealthy.
Mm.
So if you're living in the street and you don't owe the banks money, or anybody else, you're wealthy.
Yeah.
But that over,
as long as you get food to eat.
Over time, that might not be possible that you won't owe anybody money, because it could, the price of things could be go out so far out of hand that you will have to.
You still won't owe, because people just lose everything. The future
they'll probably kill
home.
Each other for the whatever
car,
they can get.
Lose your clothing.
They'll kill each
the
other.
Future.
They'll kill. Oh, good. I get to walk around naked. I like that idea.
Oh, yeah. That's a fashion.
As long as I'm in the nice warm sun.
Put on the beach.
So we're going to take our last commercial break, and then we have our final thoughts segment. Carolyn is still here. We love that. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. The Doug Ciravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on
Do you
by.
Realize the fantasy is completed. That's what it is. It's just a fantasy. People are creative, you know, and they create and create. How many camera types can you have? You have digital cameras, right?
Yeah.
Well, how many digital cameras? You know, today they're still working on better, faster cameras. I know somebody does that. Yeah. Special cameras, high speed, so high speed that I don't know, it takes volumes of information to take it down. These are super high speed cameras, very expensive.
Again, the Doug Ciravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We will be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Ciravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. You're watching an episode of Dougie's Political Hour. Carolyn, do you have any final thoughts before we head out?
I wanted to tell you about this book. The name of the book was Matthew Colony, The Declassification Engine, What History Reveals About America's Top Secrets. Very good book. Not an easy read, but if you get it out of the Bloomfield Library, I made check marks in the most important parts. Don't tell anyone. It was very
who knows, good. They might be listening.
They're very good. Yeah, I'm sure they're all listening. That's for sure. Final thoughts. Pray for the world. Pray for peace.
Amen.
Pray for a change of hearts and metanoia in many souls of the powerful.
My prayers would be self-reflection. Amen. Please look at yourself, know who, what, and how you are as a human being. We're all beings, meaning we're all existing in time. And the supreme being is what people call God. And the supreme being is giving us time in the body that was a gift to us. We have no right to destroy our bodies. We have no right to criticize people's bodies.
Your body, and, my body.
And unfortunately, the minds are a part that we criticize a lot more than bodies. But the mind of people, they don't see themselves. They pretty much just react instantly without a thought. And like they go to a voting box, you know, and then just say, you know, RRRDDD, you know, and they don't even know the people.
Yeah.
Or any they vote of the for policies. Team. They don't care. They just want to vote. They're American. They want to vote. Pieces of shit.
Carolyn, do you have to respond to that?
What can I say? Can you think about
mindless people?
When I was younger, I remember the council people running for council, and there usually were very many people running for council. Would knock on your door, give you a potholder. Talk, you know, a little bit about what you're going on. I don't, in my ward this time, nobody's even running against the one person who's already on the council. So which that's like unheard of when I was growing up. So our ability to participate with all this communication going on has been stunted. You should have a minimum amount of votes.
But that is important. Communication. You can't communicate with human beings. I find that most difficult with the opposite tribe called the Democrat Party, the leftists. I can't communicate with them.
Oh, yeah.
You can't sit down with one and have a decent conversation without them.
With who?
A lip. I can't.
Oh, so like
it's very difficult to have a conversation with you in any regard.
Yeah, I was about to say we see it with you guys.
Well, I'm just very forward. I'm an extrovert. I'm not a tightwad introvert. I'm an extrovert. I'm obnoxious. Thank God.
And, nobody enjoys talking to the obnoxious people. Well,
Donald Trump enjoys what I say.
Does he?
He's does he know you?
He's eccentric. He's what I've always was.
Now I'm wondering if you're really like sane.
I'm Donald the Second.
Oh God!
I think you said Carolyn reminds you of Trump.
In many ways, because she's very stubborn, Doug, childish, immature.
Fuel the fire, huh?
They're both immature.
I've come to the realization I'm very immature.
And, you know, there's a level. See, when we're born, maturity is low and sin is high. And as you grow up and develop, you're supposed to bring past the 50% mark. Sin down.
Wait, so that makes no sense to me. You say that you and Carolyn are complete opposites.
Right.
So how does Carolyn.
Complete opposites.
How does Carolyn remind you of Trump? If 5 seconds ago you just said you were Donald Trump.
Because we're alike in many opposite ways. See, you may like the color blue.
We have history.
She may like the color red. But you both enjoy your colors. And you're both color insane. Because I may like purple.
Well, like we both like to work on cars, but he knows what he's doing. I'm just learning.
Yeah.
I can read the manual.
It's stubbornness of philosophies. See, we all have our own philosophy of looking at how the government works. And how people work. I'm interested in human behavior and psychology. So I see.
And manipulating that.
I analyze people. It's like a sickness. I'm sick. I'm sick. You know, and I analyze people. I analyze her all the time, and I catch her all the time.
Catch me what?
In your ways of love. Your behavior.
Thank you. And you love me anyway, though. Despite my faults.
Doug and James, you know, I read you all.
Despite my faults, you still love me.
I'm not critical or anything. It's just that I see and I understand the scope of
So that's his. That's his OCD.
Guys, this is a great episode, actually.
I mean, right now I'm writing a letter. I'm a foster parent.
Yeah.
Foster kid.
Oh, yeah. We've heard this story before.
Yeah, he's going away this month because he seemed to want to go for the past 3 months, lowering the rent fee. I'm the landlord. And he's lowering the rent fee. So I said, this is your last month. He seems like he wanted to go to Elizabeth to see his mother because his mother lives down there. So I got on Craigslist.
He couldn't handle it anymore.
I found a place for him. 2 hours.
Nice.
Emailing people, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, still available. We went down and he signed yesterday, Friday.
Nice.
He signed yesterday.
Carolyn wrote a letter to Biden.
I wrote a letter to Biden.
And I got a letter to.
Actually, it was an email.
To this person's mother.
You know, it's very hard to find an email for a senator, a state senator, your own senator. You have to go on their website and fill in their forms because they're so friggin' secure, crazy. You can't, there's no email because then they'd have to have somebody read it, right? But I did find one. President@whitehouse.gov, I think it was. Or who knows where that email went.
and then the other one was
comments@whitehouse.gov, but that didn't work.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good letter. I told him, don't spend our
money
and our working class people don't spend our money.
I'm surprised the Democrats are speaking
on
up
that
against
war them. Shit.
You know
why?
Well, I didn't think they would talk about their messiah.
We're stuck. You know? We're sick of this money on war. We're sick of it. That's what Democrats are good for.
They've been like that, right.
But that's why Bush. Now listen to this one, Bush. That's why we spent 20 years in.
He was a rhino. His father is too. Old Pappy. Pappy George. Remember him with Oliver North?
I'd like to finish
old Pappy George? And remember what he said? Oh, the New World Order. You remember that back in 1990, I think it was.
Old story.
So Carolyn said she wanted to finish something.
We're working towards the New World Order.
Yeah, they've been saying that.
I just want to close with, I don't work at the in the White House, so I really can't tell you what's going on.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are waking up knowing what's going on.
Spill more beans.
Thank God for the news. Thank God for Alex Jones. Thank God for people who are telling the world.
Like you and me.
Yes.
Michael Moore. I like what Michael Moore talks about.
At times, he's irrelative.
Yeah.
He's relative.
There's a lot of good books.
Things from him.
There's a lot of good books, but, you know, it takes time to read. So if you have, like, if one person will... I go to the new book section and I read what's current and keep up on what's going on politically. If you have a little, if everybody reads one book and then you have a little study session, you can share the highlights of the book. That's a nice
way. We could do that as a podcast.
That's a nice way to do something like that.
All right. Thank you for joining us on Dougie's Political Hour.
Bless you all.
We had Jim back on. We had Carolyn on. This was a good episode.
Leave.
We'll see you all.
Thank you.
We'll see you all maybe next month or 2 months from now. It'll be nice to have another podcast at a family gathering.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace on earth.
See you guys next time.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.